My child.
Mother!
I heard the landlord came while I was out.
Oh, mother!
What is it? Tell me.
Mr. Quadro made demands on me.
He didn't.
He did!
Did you resist?
Ferociously, but...
He took it?
Without so much as a thank you.
The cad!
He was in and out in a minute.
Hit and run, was it?
I begged him to wait.
You wanted him to stay?
To leave it where it was.
You... liked it?
Loved it.
That must explain why you caved in.
No, because he threatened.
To kill you?
To put us on the street.
White slavery.
Eviction.
Just because we're behind in the rent?
A year, he said.
And so you...
gave him what he wanted. I fear that may be Mr. Quadro. He said that he'd return.
Fear not. Open the door.
Mother, it is the landlord. Mr. Quadro's at the door.
The seducer. I'll have him arrested.
He must be coming back for more.
He can have me. Tell him to come in and then go to your room.
Mrs. Wiggins, I'm sure you know why I am here. You enjoyed a spacious artist's studio.
I've seen pantries that were larger.
Perhaps at the White House.
At the corner pizza parlor.
But consider the amenities at this address.
Here? No heat, the roof leaks, plumbing installed before the Civil War.
Its location...
the Young Tories on one side and the Flat Earth Society on the other.
Yes, they share the same progressive point of view. Its modest rent...
$100 a week.
Which you haven't paid in almost a year. Mrs. Wiggins, I believe in regularity.
Then take prunes every morning, Mr. Quadro.
The rent or...
You wouldn't dare.
I've already once today.
What are you, a satyr?
No, a collector.
As far as I'm concerned, you have your rent. You took Minerva's precious jewel.
It was that or nothing.
And now you want...
more.
You are a satyr.
Pay up or I'll have you on the street.
What's wrong with the bedroom?
I don't want you. I want the Madonna.
Minerva isn't once enough?
I took a still life.
That's because she's inexperienced.
Rather dullish.
It takes an older woman.
I have a buyer who wants a sweet Madonna.
Worse yet, you are a procurer.
A church.
If I had known the church recruited young virgins, I would have recommended my Minerva. But now you have ruined her and taken her precious...
I didn't think it meant that much to her.
Sir, you are not a gentleman. A woman's virtue is her dowry's greatest jewel.
All I took was the still life.
You needn't mock her inexperience.
The forged Renoir.
Don't try to change the subject. This is not the time to discuss her favorite painting.
That explains why she fought so fiercely.
I'm surprised to learn that the church is seeking virgins. I thought that in this modern day...
They want a new one to replace the old.
Is Mary out of fashion? I do admit it's been a while since I was last in church.
Madonna, they want her in vibrant colors.
Has her popularity elevated her to saintly status? Or her voice isn't that good?
The Holy Mother?
I didn't know. When did they decide?
It says so in the Bible.
Really? Who would have guessed? Madonna's son, born immaculately.
Surely you're familiar with the Virgin Mary.
Well, like most people, I know the singer better.
Mrs. Wiggins, I've known sinners before. But you take the prize.
You should talk. Coming in here and stealing my daughter's dowry.
If that second-rate forgery is your daughter's dowry, then she'll spend her life on the streets.
So you admit you ruined her.
I admit only that I came in here, asked for the rent, and when it wasn't forthcoming, left with the nearest painting at hand, a Renoir forgery, a still life. Which your daughter tried to prevent me from taking.
Then you didn't seduce her?
I am a married man, Mrs. Wiggins.
Aha! You don't find her attractive enough, is that it?
Mrs. Wiggins, may we please return to the point?
I haven't the rent.
In that case, I want you to give me the Giallo Urinato, Madonna and Child.
You would take one of my husband's best forgery in lieu of the rent?
When your husband was alive, we had an understanding.
I didn't know. In that case, no, I couldn't. It was my husband's favorite forgery.
The church I have in mind wants to buy a sweet Madonna.
What sort of aesthetic principle is that, sweet?
You have no choice, the rent or the Madonna.
But it's his absolute best work.
As we all know, Mrs. Wiggins, your husband at his best was a master forger. His work was flawless. So good, in fact, that when experts place the counterfeit and the real side by side, they can't tell the difference, not without a pigment test. And even then, it gives them pause.
The Urinato is a masterpiece of forgery, worth at least a year's rent.
You're a swindler, Mrs. Wiggins, but so am I.
I'm nothing but a poor widow. A mother trying to support her daughter.
Yes, in the great English tradition, on credit. I repeat, a swindler. And so was your husband.
You'd disparage the dead?
To the contrary, I admired his pluck.
Then we're agreed.
Agreed. The Madonna for 10 months' rent.
I thought we'd agreed on 12 months.
You're a rogue, Mrs. Wiggins. The painting, please. The Giallo Urinato, Madonna and Child.
The 6 o'clock news from NBC with Garrison Glenholm. Today, the art world was stunned to learn of a major discovery. A painting recently purchased by the Parish Church of St. Oudling appears to be the work not of the Pisan painter Giallo Urinato, as originally thought, but of the 17th century Venetian master Guido Reni. The painting of a Madonna and Child is estimated to be worth at least 100 times the $10,000 the church paid. What this windfall means for the Church of St. Oudling will be the subject of subsequent reports as journalists flock to the town.
Why didn't you tell me? I gave away a fortune.
Mr. Quadro, how was I to know?
I trusted your husband. I thought I saw him paint it.
So did I.
You've not seen the last of me, Mrs. Wiggins.
Oh, Mother, how could Father have done this?
That fraud. To think that among all these forgeries, he had the real thing, and we didn't know it. We could be rich now. Instead of this stinking studio, we could be living in Hampstead in a 10-room house with views of the heath.
But what can we do?
Get it back.
From the Church of St. Oosling? How will you do that?
I'll seduce the father.
Father Sextus?
He has a reputation as a ladies' man.
Yes, but what if he accepts your favors and doesn't give you the painting back?
Father Sextus, may I interrupt you? I was told that I could find you here. My name is Julia Wiggins. Could we talk?
Ah, you must be a journalist. The vestry, we can speak there and admire the new Madonna while it's waiting to be placed above the altar. They're everywhere these days, you know, journalists trying to determine who should get the credit for the Reni painting. I understand the PM may invite to the White House the person responsible for the acquisition.
And who might that be?
Well, I suppose you'd have to give some credit to Mr. Quadro, although my own involvement...
Really?
Well, you can understand. A man of the cloth shouldn't...
be seeking honors?
Exactly.
I understand.
You're very sensitive, Mrs. What did you say your name was?
Please call me Julia.
If you, in return, will regard me as a shepherd of not only souls, but also of beautiful objects.
Father, why, we've only just met. I mean, how kind of you to say.
Admittedly, I'm no expert in these matters. After all, Euclid alone has looked on a beauty bear.
I beg your pardon?
But I know what I like.
I don't know what to say.
Well, you could begin by saying, if you like it.
Well, I have in the past.
In the past?
You didn't think, Father...
An incomparable virgin!
I'm flattered, but I am...
Such a Madonna!
I wouldn't go that far, although I must admit, Mr. Quadro said...
What exquisite legs!
Do you really think so?
Magnificent breasts.
They're not too inconspicuous, then.
Not at all. Ravishing!
But you haven't really seen them. I mean, what with the clothes?
The clothes merely emphasized the glory of the figure. And then, of course, there's the child.
I know about these matters, Father. To speak of having a child even before the act of lovemaking...
The great Christian mystery!
Oh, I'll say... You realize, Father, your good fortune is owing to someone else's misfortune.
Oh, who's that?
Me!
I don't understand, Julia.
Well, first, I must tell you, Father, that I'm not a journalist.
Oh, too bad. I was hoping to be featured in an article.
I'm here because I want the Guido Reni.
Doesn't everyone? Nothing like a masterpiece to draw a crowd.
Prayer has fallen off?
Art makes prayer visible. It enables the faithful to visualize the object of their prayers.
The object of my desire...
Desire is not the same as prayer.
No, but if the object of our prayers is desire...
Then I hope your prayers are granted.
I see, Father, that you're open to a proposition.
Ah, propose!
The Reni once belonged to me before I was forced to give it up.
Who would do such a thing?
Mr. Quadro.
The cad! And you want me
to get the painting back. And in return, I'll give you satisfaction.
Well, you put me in a peculiar position.
No doubt. You prefer the missionary.
Well, if I take matters in my own hand...
Well, you're not one of those, are you?
No, not at all. I believe in interaction. It's just that at the moment it's out of my hands.
Then whose hands, pray tell, is it in?